Good morning, this is Ella and Katie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. A study has found that long COVID patients show swelling in the brain linked to memory and concentration problems. A Griffith University study has found that those suffering with long COVID have a larger than average hippocampus in their brain. This could be associated with impaired concentration, non-restorative sleep, pain and fatigue. According to Professor Sonia Marshall-Gradznik, the results of this study will hopefully inform medical and allied health professionals to fast-track the development of long COVID treatments.
Brisbane Airport has become the first airport in Australia to have net zero emissions after reaching their net zero milestone. The airport, which serviced 22.6 million people last year, is now backed with 100% renewable energy. This means that all processes, from check-in systems and escalators, right through to the runway lights that guide aircrafts, are operated by renewable energy. However, the airport acknowledges there is still much to be done, as the most significant emissions come from the use of aviation fuel by airlines, and that they are invested in supporting research for reduction of those emissions.
In national news, Bunnings is now using artificial intelligence to deliver insights into customer consumption habits. Bunnings Chief Information Officer Genevieve Elliott said that although they had always known weather had played a role in customer purchasing habits, they didn't know how to qualify it and quantify it until recently. Bunnings is planning on using data analysis of weather patterns and store locations to create a localised marketing strategy instead of blanket-wide, nationwide approaches.
There may be thunderstorms in New South Wales today, according to the Bureau of Meteorology. BOM says heavy and intense rainfall, hail and damaging winds could be expected. This comes after severe thunderstorms and rain led to flash flooding and over 550 calls for help in New South Wales on Monday.
In international news, Hamas has postponed the next scheduled Israeli hostage release due to alleged Israeli violations of the ceasefire. A spokesperson for the armed wing of Hamas said Israeli forces had fired on people, had delayed the return of displaced Palestinians, and had failed to allocate and allow all forms of humanitarian aid into Gaza. The three Israeli hostages were meant to be exchanged for Palestinian prisoners on Saturday. Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, said the announcement was a complete violation of the ceasefire agreement.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It is currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zz.org.au/news.
Hey guys, this track has some bad language. Don't say we didn't warn ya.